yeah, just winning the world title means a lot to me. I put my mind to it a couple of years ago that I wanted to get better at waves, and like my focus was mostly on just improving and getting better. And if I improve enough, that also means that eventually I could win events and win the title. And this year I was feeling actually really good in the Canary Islands, but I didn't start so well. I had 2 third places in Gran Canaria and then in Tenerife. So actually after Gran Canaria, I was already resetting for 2020. Because my goal actually this year was to win in Gran Canaria. But then when that didn't happen, I was like, oh man, the rest of the year is just going to be... Yeah, I didn't expect the year... Looking at Gran Canaria now, I didn't expect the year to end the way it did. So I think it's also cool the way it went, because we had the port tack events in the Canaries. Then we had silt, which was hard for everybody. And then they ended with a starboard tack event. Yeah, makes it all really, really special. Also winning that Loa Classic for the second time is really cool. So yeah, overall, I didn't expect it to happen right now, but I'm delighted.